Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your power that is working in us and in our environment. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you for honoring your name in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings that keeps following us. Thank you for breakthroughs your mighty hand is doing in our lives. Thank you for frustrating the works of the enemy, the efforts of the enemy from prevailing over us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for protecting us always from deadly attacks of the enemy. We are grateful, Lord, for keeping us secured under your wings. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence to seek your face, to call upon your name, and to pray. Oh Lord, show us mercy. In the name of Jesus, help us as we call upon you here tonight. Release your blessings into our lives. Release your favor into our lives. Release your miracles into our lives. Have your way and give us victories, give us testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. And after that, we're going to be praying with prayer points. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name high above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Do hallelujah. Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Among the gods, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. There is none like you. There is no one like you, Lord. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity long and found there is none like you. I could search through all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. King of kings, you are glorious, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Hell shall die, hell shall die, Elohim, Ein Adonai, edge to edge, you're still the same, by the power of your name. Hell shall die, hell shall die, Elohim and Adonai. We will praise and lift you up. Hell shall die, oh, hell shall die, hell shall die, hell shall die, Elohim in Adonai, age to age, you're still the same, by the power of your name. Hell shall die, hell shall die, Elohim in Adonai. We will praise and lift you up, hell shall die. We will praise and lift you up, hell shall die. We will praise and lift you up, hell shall die. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be. be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, potent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Will lift up your name. With a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, we give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed. All I have needed, thy ears hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my life, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You Yahweh, Yahweh, King of Glory, Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, King of Israel, Yahweh, Lord of hosts, Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise. And I will say, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Until I reach my home. 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 I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my own. Until I reach my own. Until I reach my home, heaven is my home, until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. my own. This world is not my own. This world is not my own. Heaven is my own. Heaven is my own. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my own. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless the name of the Lord. Open your mouth and begin to worship the Lord. Begin to praise Him. Begin to adore Him. From the depths of your heart, worship His majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the bright and morning star, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Israel, the Most High God, the One who was, the One who is, and the One who is to come. Is the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the God of the everlasting covenant, the God of heaven and the earth, the God of gods, the God of Israel. Worship Him. He is before all things, and He's the one holding all things together. Praise Him. He reigns forever and ever. He makes impossible things possible. He controls the entire universe. He controls the situations of the earth. He controls times and seasons. He makes His enemies bow before Him. He makes all nations bow before Him. Worship Him for who He is. Only Him is the true Savior. There is no other God that can save. Only Him is the giver of eternal life. For He is eternal life Himself. Every other gods are dead. They have no life. Worship Him. Only Him is the true healer. Only Him is the true deliverer. He is ever faithful. He has never failed and He cannot fail. Worship Him. Who is He that speaks? And it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. He alone can speak and His words will come to pass. Glorify and adore Him. Praise Him. For there is none like Him. There is none like Him. There is none like Him. We serve a God that can be trusted. We serve a God that cannot lie. We serve a God that don't make mistakes. We serve a God that does mighty miracles. Why can't you worship and praise Him for who He is? We serve a God that opens doors no man can shut. And He shut doors no man can open. We serve a God who is able to bring things out of nothing. We serve an unstoppable God. We serve a God that cannot be conquered in battle, and he has never lost a battle. He has never lost a fight, for he is a warrior, and Yahweh is his name. Worship him for who he is. Worship him for who he is. Praise his holy name. He is the true helper. No one can help you if he has not helped you. No one can bless you if he has not blessed you. No one can support you if he has not supported you. Worship him. He is our present help in time of need. His help is always available at any point in time. We need his help. What a mighty God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. We worship you, Father. We are grateful to be called your sons and daughters. We are grateful to be called your own. We are grateful to be called by your name. We are grateful, Lord, to belong to your kingdom. We are grateful, Lord, to have your presence in us and with us. We are so grateful to have a share of your inheritance in glory. Oh, Lord, we worship and bless your name. We worship and praise you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. I want you to pray this thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me blessings no one else can give. Thank you for giving me helps no one else can offer. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to say, Father, thank you for giving me blessings no one else can give. Thank you for giving me helps no one else can offer. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you for giving me material blessings. Thank you for helping me in a great way. Thank you for giving me the kind of help only you can give. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing me with yourself. Thank you for blessing me with your glory, with your praises. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing me with your righteousness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for releasing your helps into my life. Thank you for doing in my life what no man can do. Thank you, Father. Thank you for changing my life and situations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for a glorious future you have prepared for me. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for a glorious future you have prepared for me. Thank you, Father. A future that is beyond my imaginations. A future that is beyond my prayer requests. Thank you for preparing for me a glorious future, a great future, a fulfilling future. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with your presence. Thank you for establishing your presence in my life such that I can fellowship with you very closely. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for giving me your presence so that I can have close fellowship with you. Say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with your presence. Thank you for establishing your presence in my body. Thank you for establishing your presence in my soul. Thank you, Lord, for establishing your presence in my spirit. Thank you for establishing your presence in my environment. Thank you for blessing me with your powerful presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for difficult things you have made easy in my life and in my situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Father, for difficult things you have made easy for me. Things that were difficult for others, you have made easy for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for solving my difficult problems. And thank you for using me to solve difficult problems. Thank you for making difficult things easy in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life and environment, and let everything that is not according to your will bow. See, Father, release your power into my life and environment, and let everything that is not according to your will bow before me. Let everything that is not according to your will come under my feet. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, release your power. Release your power. Release your power. Release your power into my life. Release your power into my situations. Release your power into my environment. And make everything that is going on, that is not according to your will, bow before me. Make everything that is not according to your will come under my feet by your power. Right now, in the name of Jesus, release your power right now. Continue to pray like that. So Lord, release your power into my life, into my situations, into my environment, and bring everything that is not according to your will under my feet. In the name of Jesus, let your power bring everything that is not according to your will under my feet. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your power, rearrange everything in my life the enemy have scattered. Everything in my life the enemy have disorganized. I've scattered. Say, Father, rearrange them and make them to appear according to your will. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your power, rearrange everything the enemy has scattered in my life. Everything that has been disorganized by the enemy, everything that has been displaced by the enemy, O Lord, rearrange them, organize them to appear according to your will. In the name of Jesus, every aspect of my life that are out of place, O Lord, rearrange them, bring them back into order in the name of Jesus. Every aspect of my life that the enemy have scattered, have disorganized, O Lord, rearrange them, organize them to look according to your will in the name of Jesus. Organize my life to become the way you want it to be in the name of Jesus. I believe your prayer. Say, Father, with your power, organize my life to become what you want it to be. In the name of Jesus, organize my life, rearrange my life to look exactly the way you want it to look. In the name of Jesus, every aspect of my life that is out of place, out of order, Oh Lord, bring them back to order right now in the name of Jesus. Every aspect of my life that has been scattered by darkness, oh Lord, organize them now with your power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. We saw in the scriptures that Jesus said, you have come to heal the brokenhearted. He has come to heal. I mean, that also implies that he has come to heal and fix everything the enemy has damaged in your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your power, with your restoration power, with your healing power, fix every aspect of my life that have been damaged by darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lord Jesus, with your healing power, with your restoration power, fix and heal and restore every aspect of my life, every part of my life that darkness have damaged. Restore them now. Repair them now. Heal them now. Fix them now. In the name of Jesus, according to your power of restoration, according to your healing power, Lord Jesus, repair and restore every area, every aspect of my life that the enemy have damaged and spoiled. Lord Jesus, repair them now. With your power, repair them now. With your power, repair them now. Every part of my spirit that is broken, every part of my soul that is broken, every part of my body that is broken, Lord Jesus, fix them now. With your power of restoration, with your healing power, continue to pray like that. Every part of my spirit that is wounded by darkness, broken by darkness, Lord Jesus, fix them now with your resurrection and restoration power. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You can say, Father, let your presence in me become power. Let your presence in me turn into power. And let that power destroy every seed, every plantation of darkness in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus, I pass the Navagala. Say, Father, let your presence in me become power. and let that power destroy every seed of darkness in my spirit, soul, and body. Let that power consume them now. Let your presence in me turn into power that will consume all the plantation of darkness in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, let your presence in my spirit, soul, and body turn into power. And let that power consume all the appearance and plantations of darkness in me. In the name of Jesus, let your presence turn into power right now. Let your presence, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let your presence in me, O Lord, turn into power. And let that power destroy every seed of the devil, every plantation of darkness in me, every serpent, every scorpion, every poison of serpents. Let that power consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Just begin to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let your presence in me become enlarged, become magnified, such that every aspect of me becomes saturated with your presence. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your presence in me become enlarged, become magnified, till it overshadow me, till it saturates me. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. So, Father, let your presence in me enlarge itself. Let your presence in me become magnified such that it overshadows me, such that it saturates every cell of my body and every fragment of my soul and spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. So, Lord, magnify your presence, enlarge your presence that is in me, till that presence overshadow me. Till that presence overshadow me. Till that presence saturates me. Till that presence envelop me. Till that presence of yours engulf me right now in the name of Jesus. Enlarge your presence that is in me. Enlarge your presence that is in me. Magnify your presence that is in me. Continue to pray. The presence of the Lord is in you. And that is a great secret of victory. Continue to pray. Say, Father, enlarge your presence that is in me. Let your presence in me grow bigger than me. Let your presence in me grow and take over me. Let your presence in me grow and overshadow me and envelop me and encapsulate me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I remember one day I was in God's presence, and the presence of God suddenly became very big. Yeah, the presence of God in me and around me suddenly become very big, to the point that I now look like a hand. You know how small a hand is. Yeah, you know, like comparing a hand to an elephant or to a giant rock. Yeah. So the presence of God was so big that I was like a hand. I mean, I could feel it. You know, it just the way you could feel yourself if you're standing before a giant that is as tall as maybe 50 stories building. Yeah, so that is how great God's presence is. Yeah, and usually when God is going to solve a problem in your life that have remained for a long time, God, all that God will do is going to magnify His presence to the point that that problem will just disappear instantly. And so if you want a long-term problem in your life to suddenly disappear, you need to praise God or magnify God. You need to do something that will make the presence of God in you to become magnified, to start growing big and big. And that is what praising God does. Yeah, that is what praising God does. Yeah, when you praise God, His presence in you will start to magnify or grow or increase. And then every chain will start to break into pieces. So I want you to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, reveal the greatness of you, or manifest the greatness of you in my spirit, soul, and body, to the point that everything that is not of you in me disappear instantly. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, reveal the greatness of you. Thank you, Lord. Reveal the greatness of you in my spirit. Reveal the greatness of you in my soul. Reveal the greatness of you in my body. Reveal the greatness of you in my environment. Until everything that is not of you disappear instantly. Until everything that is not from you disappear instantly. Reveal the greatness of you right now. 리 블라슈 시테 텐데게 대하거나 나 자테 하스타 사시다바나 Manifest the greatness of you now. I believe you're praying. Manifest the greatness of you. Manifest the greatness of you. Manifest the greatness of you. In my calling, in my destiny, in my family, in my career, in my home, in my marriage. Oh Lord, manifest the greatness of you until everything that is not of you vanish away in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Many of you know about the story of David and Goliath. How David killed Goliath with a sling of a stone. So it was the greatness of God that killed Goliath. Because David magnified God in the presence of Goliath. Goliath was saying, I'm going to kill you, you this small boy. I'm going to finish you. And David told him that I have not come alone. I have come in the name of the God of Israel, whom you have defied. And David said, God is going to kill you. Yeah. So David wasn't depending on his own skill and ability. He was depending on the greatness of his God, who was inside of him and with him. So you're going to pray. Many Christians, they lose battles because they do not trust in the greatness of the God they serve. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that always trust in the greatness of God. Create in me such heart right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that always rely, that always trust in the greatness of God. Even in the midst of tough battles, even in the midst of deadly battles, Holy Spirit, create in me such heart that will trust in God, that will trust in the greatness of God, such heart that will magnify God, even in the presence of my stubborn enemies, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, give me such mind, give me such heart that will magnify God above my enemies. Give me such heart that magnifies God, that magnifies God's power above the strength of my enemies. Create in me such heart that always depend on the greatness of my God. Create in me such heart. Create in me such a fearless heart that always depend on the greatness of God in every situation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, defend upon my enemies in your power. Descend upon my enemies and consume them all. See, Father, in your power, in your greatness, descend upon my enemies and consume them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, in your greatness, in the fullness of your power, in the fullness of your greatness, in the fullness of your dominion, descend upon my enemies and consume them all. As it is written, for our God is a consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. Hold on, descend upon my enemies and consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Even the enemies that are stopping my progress, descend upon them now and consume them all. Even the enemies that are stopping my breakthroughs, my success, my promotion, my elevation, oh Lord, descend upon them and consume them all. Consume them all. Descend upon them as a consuming fire and consume them all. Descend upon them as a mighty rock and crush them all. Oh Lord, descend upon my enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Now, when we say your enemies, we are not referring to human enemies. Yeah, because God wants to save souls of men. Yeah, God doesn't want to destroy human beings. He wants to save their souls. Except maybe human beings that God knows they cannot repent. Yeah, maybe he may destroy them. Yeah, so we're talking about forces of darkness. Those are your enemies. Including your flesh. Your flesh is also your enemy. The nature of sin that is in your body and in your soul and in your spirit, they are also your enemies. Yeah, principalities, powers of darkness, Those are your enemies. And they fear God. Your enemies, they fear God because they know that God is able to destroy them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest the greatness of your power in my life. And let all my enemies that have captured me for years be utterly destroyed. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, manifest the greatness of your power in my life. And let all my enemies that have captured my life for years, all my enemies that have been oppressing my life for years, be utterly destroyed. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The hasha di pete shita reshtagala. My zese hashanabala. Manifest the greatness of your power in my life. Manifest the greatness of your power in my situations, in my environment. And let all my enemies that have been oppressing me for years be destroyed completely right now. Let the greatness of your power destroy all my enemies that have been oppressing me, that have enslaved me for years. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the greatness of your power destroy all my enemies that have been oppressing me for years, attacking me for years, enslaving me for years. Right now, let the greatness of your power consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, teach me and move me to praise you always, to praise you at all times. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, teach me and move me to praise you at all times, to praise you in every situation at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your Spirit that is in me, teach me to praise you. Teach me how to praise you to the point that your glory comes down. Teach me how to praise you to the point that your dominion comes down. Teach me how to praise you to the point that your power comes down. Teach me to praise you and move me to praise you in every day of my life, in every situation of my life. Teach me, Father, teach me to praise you. Teach me to praise you. Even in thick darkness, even in my tough battles, even in the midst of impossibilities, even in the midst of hopelessness, even in the midst of helplessness. Oh Lord, teach me to praise you and move me to praise you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost? Destroy every barrier standing before me to prevent my progress. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every barrier standing before me. Every barrier standing before me to block my progress, to block my success, to block my prosperity, to block my moving forward. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Melt the barriers. Right now, in the name of Jesus, as it is written, the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, melt every mountain standing before me to block my progress, to block my success, to block my elevation, to block my promotion. Fire of the Holy Ghost, melt them. Melt them, level them. Right now in the name of Jesus, melt the mountains and let them become plain. In the name of Jesus, destroy the barriers. Right now, destroy the barriers. Right now, every barrier blocking my ministerial success, every barrier blocking the success of my career, every barrier blocking my marital breakthroughs, every barrier blocking my financial breakthroughs and increase. Fire of the Holy Ghost, melt them, melt them, melt them, destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus, every barrier standing before me to block my progress into the next higher level. Fire of the Holy Ghost, make them plain, make them become plain. Destroy them all, every barrier blocking me from entering into my promised land. Fire of the Holy Ghost, melt them all right now. In the name of Jesus, melt them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, mighty hand of God, recover for me everything I have lost to darkness, every good thing I have lost to the enemy. You're going to say, mighty hand of God, recover them for me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mighty hand of God, recover for me. Recover for me every good thing, every treasure that I have lost to darkness, every treasure I have lost to the enemy. Mighty hand of God, recover them now. Recover them unto me. Recover them for me right now in the name of Jesus. Recover them for me. Recover them for me. Every good thing the enemy has stolen from me. Every blessing the enemy has stolen from me. Every treasure the enemy has stolen from me. Mighty hand of God, recover them now. Recover them for me now. In the name of Jesus. Recover them for me now. In the name of Jesus. Recover them for me now. In the name of Jesus. Recover them for me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Say, mighty hand of God, recover for me every good thing, every treasure that I have lost to darkness. Mighty hand of God, recover them for me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covering of darkness that is blocking my spiritual growth. Every covering of darkness upon me that is blocking my spiritual growth, limiting my connection with God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like God. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covering of darkness upon me that is blocking my spiritual growth, that is blocking my connection with God, that is blocking my spiritual sensitivity, so that I will not be able to receive messages and instructions and directions and revelations from God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Right now. In the name of Jesus, right now, continue to pray. Every darkness upon my head, upon my mind, upon my soul, upon my spirit, that is blocking my spiritual growth and development, that is stopping my spiritual advancement, catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Every covering of darkness upon me, stopping, my spiritual growth stopping, my spiritual sensitivity. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, authorize helps and favors to enter into my life from every corner of the world. Authorize helps and favors to begin to come into my life from every corner of the world. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, Father, authorize helps. Authorize helps and favors from every corner of the earth, from every nation, from every continent, to begin to come to me, to begin to come into my life, in the name of Jesus. Authorize helps from everywhere, from every place in the earth, to begin to come into my life, even from strangers. Authorize helps and favors from everywhere on earth to begin to enter into my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, authorize helps and favors, helps and favors, helps and favors from every part of the world to begin to enter into my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, helps and favors, helps and favors, helps and favors from every corner of the world. The helps that I need at this time, the favors that I need at this time, Father, command them to begin to find me, to begin to locate me from every corner of the earth, from every place on earth, from all over the world. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy every demonic personality that have tied down my life to a spot. You're going to say, let the anger of God consume them now. Every demonic personality that have tied down my life and destiny to a spot so that I will not move forward, let the anger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the anger of God destroy every demonic personality, every demonic creature, every demonic prince or principality that have tied down my life to a spot for years, to stop me from moving forward. Let the anger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy them now. Let the anger of God destroy them. 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 Right now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. So let the anger of God destroy every satanic personality, demonic personality that have tied down my life, tied down my destiny, tied down my calling to a spot for years to prevent me from moving forward. Let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, move mightily in my life and rewrite the story of my life. Change the story of my life into a greatness story. So, Almighty God, move mightily in my life and change the story of my life into a greatness story. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Raise up your right hand as you pray that prayer. Say, Almighty God, move mightily in my life and change the story of my life into a greatness story. Change the story of my destiny, the story of my ministry, the story of my calling, the story of my marriage, the story of my family, into a greatness story, into a success story, right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, thank you, Lord. Change the story of my life. Change the story of my life. Change the story of my life. Almighty God, change the story of my life. Move mightily in my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Move mightily in my life and change the story of my life into a greatness story. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We saw in the Bible when the religious leaders were accusing Jesus of not obeying the Sabbath. Yeah, because Jesus was performing miracles on the Sabbath day. Yeah, and Jesus made a statement Yeah, Jesus said, he said, my Father is always working, and so am I. Yeah, Jesus said, my Father is always working. Yeah, and then in some other places, he was telling them that Sabbath days is not for God, is for human beings. Yeah, that is, Sabbath days doesn't stop God from working. Yeah. And you know that Jesus was God in human form. Yeah, so he was trying to tell them that Sabbath days cannot stop me from working. You know, that Sabbath days is not for God. You know, it's for human beings to rest, not for God to rest. So which means that God is always working. Yeah, and Jesus told them that, and that is why I am also working, because my Father is always working. And my Father has commanded me to do this thing. He's the one doing them through me. Yeah. Now, why am I saying this? Whenever you look around you, always know it in your mind that God is working. Yeah, that God is working. Whenever you look at your present situation or any situation, always know that God is in the midst of that situation and God is working. Whenever you look at people, always know that God is working in them. Even people that you consider to be worst sinners and wicked, always know that God is doing a work in them. Yeah, so you need to pray that God will give you a new eyes that will see what he is doing in things and in people around you. Many of you, what you see is what the devil is doing. You are not seeing what God is doing. Even in your dreams, what you see in your dream is what the devil is doing. How about you get dreams in your sleep that is showing you what God is doing? Yeah, so we need to see what God is doing. It will help us to connect with the angels that are performing what God is doing in the head. And it will help us to connect with God's power that is performing his miracles in the head. But if you cannot see what God is doing, how can you even pray and believe that your situation will change when you can't even see what God is doing in that situation? So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, give me eyes that always see what you are doing in the things around me, in the situations around me, and in people around me. Give me eyes that sees what you are doing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Give me eyes that sees what you are doing in the head. Just the way Jesus could see what you are doing, and then he will do exactly the same thing. Say, Father, give me eyes to see what you are doing in the head, so that I will not be an enemy of my own miracles, so that I will not be the one stopping my own miracles, so that I will not be an enemy of your move on earth, so that I will not be an enemy of revival. Say, Father, give me eyes that sees what you are doing in the things around me, in the situations I find myself, and in people around me. Give me eyes, O Lord, that sees what you are doing, so that I can connect with your power that is able to create miracles, so that I can connect with your power that is able to make what you are doing become physical reality. Oh Lord, give me eyes that sees what you are doing in the earth. Give me eyes that sees what you are doing, even in negative situations. Give me eyes that sees what you are doing, even in thick darkness. Give me eyes, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you see, the reason why we get filled with the Holy Spirit is because of what God is doing in the head. Yeah, God fills us with His Spirit because of what He is doing in the head. Now, if you look at the scriptures, you're going to see that immediately after the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, they began to do the work of God. They began to preach, and then they began to work miracles. Yeah, because there is a lot God is doing in the head, and God wants to use people to do the how do I explain it now? Let me say, God have done 90% or 99% of the work, and then He's looking for human beings that He will put His Spirit upon them, and then they will now do the 1% that remain. Then that work will now become a physical miracle. Or that work will now manifest in the head. I don't know if you are getting me. So much of the work God have already done, or God is doing much of the work. Now He's looking for He's looking for people that will just do the 1% that remain. Yeah, and once those do that 1% of the work, then the work will manifest in the head. And that was what Jesus was doing. Yeah, because He has the Spirit of the Father. So he could see what God is doing. So he would just step into what God is doing and do the part that He has to do. And then the miracles happen. So you're going to pray. There is a lot God is doing in the head, and God has a job for you, and your job is just to do 1%, yeah, of the work. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, Fill me with your spirit. And let your spirit move me to do exactly the same thing you are doing in the head right now, so that the whole head can be filled with your glory. Say, Father, fill me with your spirit and move me with your spirit, or move me by your spirit to do exactly the same thing you're doing on head, so that there will be great revival in the head, and so that the head can be filled with your glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you claim that you have the Holy Spirit in you, and you are not doing the works of God, you don't have the Holy Spirit. That is the truth. Or you are not obedient to that Holy Spirit you said you have. Because the Holy Spirit must move us to do exactly what God is doing in the head. Because the Holy Spirit wants the head to be filled with the glory of God. The Holy Spirit wants the head to be filled with revival. The Holy Spirit wants the souls of men to be saved. The Holy Spirit wants the kingdom of heaven to prevail on earth. The Holy Spirit wants the will of God to be done in the head. So if you are not doing the works of God, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Begin to say, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And let your Holy Spirit move me to do exactly the same thing you are doing on earth. Let your Holy Spirit move me to do what you are doing in the head, so that the head can be filled with mighty miracles, so that the head can be filled with great signs and wonders, so that the head can be filled with great revival, so that the head can be filled with your glory. Father, fill me with your spirit now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the reason why I said it is just 1%, that is your own work. The reason is because the only thing that is needed of you is to yield yourself to the Spirit of God. Yeah, that's the only thing that the Spirit of God requires from you. To yield yourself, to surrender to God's Spirit. So it is still God that will be doing the miracles. So let's say you lay hands on a blind man, and then suddenly the eyes of that blind man opened, and the blind man began to see. It is not you that opened the eyes of that blind man. It is God. So your business is just to surrender to the Spirit, so that the Spirit can do it through you. That is your business. So you can see that your business is a very simple business. When it comes to God's business on earth, the part that you are to do is so simple and so easy. Your own part of the work is so simple and easy. Yeah, your part is just to yield to the Spirit. And then the Spirit will just do the work through you. Even the same thing with prayer. Yeah, if you want to pray for long hours, all you need to do is just to yield to the Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, do the prayers through me. Just do the prayer through me. Begin to pray through me. And then the Holy Spirit began to pray. Though you are praying, but it's not you that is praying. Everything you are saying is just the Spirit doing it. And then you could do it for many hours. So you can see that your own part in God's business is very simple and very small. The greater part is God that does it. So your part is just to yield to the Spirit, to surrender to the Spirit, to surrender to the flow of the Spirit. You know, just the way a surgeon will put a glove. Let's say a surgeon is to perform an operation. The surgeon will put a glove in his hand. Yeah, and then the surgeon begins to perform the operation. Now, your business is to become that glove. Yeah, and then, you know, it is not the glove that is performing the operation in the theater room. It is the surgeon. So that is how the Spirit wants to use us for end time revival. So God is looking for people that will just become that glove, that will just put them on and start to use them to do things. People that will be obedient enough, humble enough, faithful enough, committed enough. Yeah. People that we surrender on. So you are going to pray. I seriously want God to use you for His glory. And how I wish you would just become that glove in His hand. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me into a man. Make me into a man, into a woman that you can use for great and mighty works in the head and the spine. So, Father, make me into a creature. A creature that you can use for great and mighty operations in the earth at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make me into a creature. Make me into such a person that you can use easily to do whatever you want in the end. Transform me into such a person. Transform me into such a person. Make me into such a person. Change me into such person that is humble enough, obedient enough, faithful enough, such person that is righteous enough, pure enough, for you to use for your glory in the earth at this time. Oh Lord, change me into that person. Change me into that person. Let's just take a test. Change me now. Change me now. Transform me into such a person. Make me into such a person. Such a person that will surrender all to you. So such a person that will yield, that will be completely yielded to you. Oh Lord, change me to such a person right now in the name of Jesus. I want to be that man that you will use for great things in the earth at this time. I want to be that woman. Continue to talk to him like that. I want to be that person that you will use to glorify yourself in the earth at this time. I want to be that person. Change me now into that person. Change me now into that person. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. And then we will round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a heart that is full of patience and endurance. Say, Father, create in me a heart that is full of patience and endurance so that you can train me into the person that you can use mightily. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. But many people, they don't allow God to train them. They are not patient enough for God to train them. For God to break them and mold them. They are not patient enough. They are not they don't have endurance. They don't have long suffering. Say, Father, give me a heart that is full of endurance, long suffering, and patience. So that I will allow you make me into the person that you want me to be, into the person that you want to use mightily. Give me a heart that is full of patience and endurance and long suffering, and heart that will allow you to do what you want to do in my life, so that I will be qualified for your use. Oh Lord, give me such heart. Give me such heart. And heart that is patient. And heart that is full of endurance. And heart that is full of long suffering. And heart that will allow you do as you wish with my life, so that I become matured for the work you want to use me to do. Oh Lord, give me such heart. In the name of Jesus, give me such heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. I have said it here before. Yeah, that some years ago, I thought is a hard thing to see God do miracles on earth. You know, I thought is a hard thing. Yeah, and at a point I became frustrated because I felt God wasn't using me to do miracles on earth. Yeah, but later my eyes was opened and I realized that God is so eager to do a lot of miracles, and that God himself wants to do a lot of miracles than we want him to do. That is, God is more interested in doing miracles than we are interested in receiving miracles. Yeah, so I realized that the problem has never been with God. The problem has always been with man, with human beings. So I want you to pray. There's a lot of things God wants to change in your life so that he can use you. And Jesus said, we cannot put a new wine into an old wineskin. We can only put a new wine into a new wineskin. Now, the reason is because if we put a new wine into an old wineskin, that new wine would destroy that wineskin. Yeah. So if God were to start to use you the way you wanted, many of you will be destroyed by God himself, or by the same power that God will give you. Yeah, so that is why God will want to first of all make you into the person that can carry his glory, his power, his anointing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, change everything in my life that must be changed for me to be worthy to carry your power and glory. At this time, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, change everything that must change in me. Change everything that must change in me for me to be worthy to carry your power, for me to be worthy, for me to be qualified to carry your glory, to carry your anointing, for me to be qualified for your use. Oh Lord, change everything that must be changed in me, everything that must change in my attitude, in my character, in my lifestyle, in my behaviors, so that I'll be worthy of your use, so that I will be qualified for your use. Oh Lord, change everything now. Change everything now. Change everything now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me great strength that will enable me possess all my inheritance in Christ Jesus. The Father creates in me great strength that will enable me possess all my inheritance in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, create in me great strength. Create in me great strength that will make me possess my inheritance in Jesus, my possessions in Jesus. Create in me strength right now. Continue to pray like that. Give me the strength to lay hold of all that is mine in Christ Jesus. Give me the strength, give me the faith to lay hold of all that belongs to me in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I connect with the authority of the Most High God. I connect with the authority of God's kingdom. And from today, I take dominion over all the powers of the enemy. I take dominion over all the forces of darkness controlling this world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I connect with the authority of the Most High God. I connect with the authority of God's kingdom. And I take dominion over all the powers of darkness. I take dominion over serpents and scorpions. I take dominion over all the principalities. I take dominion over all the rulers of darkness. I take dominion over all the forces of darkness ruling this world. I take dominion now in the name of Jesus. I take dominion now in the name of Jesus. I connect with the authority of God's kingdom. I connect with the authority of the Most High God. And I take my place of dominion over all darkness, over all the works of darkness, over all witchcraft, and over all principalities and powers, and over all the realms of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every curse that is making life difficult for me in the end. Let the blood of Jesus consume them now. Say, I come against every curse that is making succeeding difficult for me on earth. that is making prospering difficult for me on earth. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. So I come against every curse that is working against me, every curse that is turning everything against me, every curse that is turning everything in the earth against my life, against my destiny. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Let the blood of Jesus terminate them. Whether they are ancestral curse or witchcraft curse, whatever curse that is following my life, that is making prospering difficult, that is making succeeding difficult, that is making excelling difficult for me, let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every curse that I inherited from my parents, from my ancestors, that is making life difficult for me in the earth, be terminated by the blood of Jesus. Every curse that is in the environment I am living, every curse that is in the building, that is on the building I am living, every curse that is in the country I am living, every curse that is in the street, the city I am living, that is making succeeding difficult, that is making prospering difficult for me, be terminated now by the blood of Jesus. Be terminated now by the blood of Jesus. Be terminated now by the blood of Jesus. Every curse that is not allowing me to enjoy good health, every curse that is not allowing me to receive blessings from God, to receive miracles from God, be terminated now by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your mercy that is upon our lives. Thank you for your help that we have received already. Thank you for your blessings that is entering into our hands. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for fighting for us. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for giving us dominion and victory over the enemy. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our shame into glory and honor. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for changing the situations in the lives of your people to become glorious situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your decision and determination to do great things in our lives, to change our lives, to change our situations, to give us new blessings, to give us new glory. Thank you for your determination to bless us, to help us, and to deliver, to heal us. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence in our lives that is enforcing your will to happen, enforcing your will to prevail. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you do your work, even as you're already doing your work in the lives of your people. I ask that you do your work and that you change their lives into the way you want their lives to be. Father, do so in Jesus' name. Let your grace produce powerful results in the lives of everyone here in Jesus' name. Let your strength, manifest in their lives, and let your strength produce the miracles and the blessings they have been expecting from you. Father, let your strength produce them now in Jesus' name. I ask that you disconnect from everyone here the things that you do not want to see in their lives, and that you begin to create those things that you want to see in their lives. Father, let it be so right now in Jesus' name. I pray that you make everyone here qualified for your use, for your glorious use in these last days. Father, do so in Jesus' name. Give your people a new beginning that will lead to a new glory and a new greatness in their lives. Father, let it be so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will be wise and you will be disciplined in your lifestyle and actions so that God can show you mercy and bring you to the height he has prepared for you. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that you will not become the enemy of your own life. I pray that you will allow God to do his will in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.